On with Mario Lopez.
What up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining us right now. My girl Demi Lovato. What's up, Demi?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. It was so nice to see you the other day. You look beautiful at the gala.
Thank you.
So I want to get right to the music. I was trying to pick your brain there, and I was telling you I was hearing some stuff. I was excited. Your new album comes out tomorrow. Tell Me You Love Me. Who are some of the artists and sounds that inspired this record?
Some of the artists and sounds that inspired this record, I wanted to go more soulful with it. And so one album that really inspired me was Stripped by Christina Aguilera. That album for her was like her coming out as an adult album. And that's what I wanted Tell Me You Love Me to be for me.
I've always thought you've had like that real soulful voice. So I'm looking forward to hearing all the songs. And what's the significance of the album title?
The significance of the album title is it's a song on my album called Tell Me You Love Me, and it's a lot more soulful than anything I've done before. And there's a place where in my life where I felt like I just wanted to be loved. I wanted to hear someone tell me that they loved me. And I think everybody can relate to that. Everybody at some point in their life just wanted somebody to tell them that they love them. So, you know, when I sang the song, I poured my heart and soul out into it, and that's what came out of it.
And I'm digging the first single, Sorry Not Sorry. How did that song come together?
That song came together. I was in the studio, and we were writing a song. And basically, we started the pre-chorus. We started writing that, and it kind of reminded me of the bullies when I was in school that bullied me. And I started writing about that. And so a lot of people think it's a breakup song, but it's actually about bullies that bullied me in school when I was younger.
Sort of like a screw 'em, I don't care kind of song.
Yeah. Like an I don't care, but also like I'm in a really good place in my life and I don't care where you're at.
Peace. Yeah, like an empowerment song. I dig it.
And yeah, for sure.
Have you picked out the next single yet?
We are in the process of picking it out right now.
How does that process work? Is it more collaborative? And I know there's a strategy to it, but is there a certain approach you take?
There's... I like to ask a lot of people their opinions, and I normally go with my gut instinct, but sometimes people will tell me, you know, you should really think about this one. And so I'll think about it. I'll live with it for a little bit. And if I'm happy with it, then I'll go with that.
And ultimately, what do you want fans to take away from the album?
I want my fans to be able to relate to the things that I talk about on this album. You know, my album was made for my fans. So the topics that I touch on, I want them to be able to relate to and hopefully get them through hard times or be able to create happy, fun memories to the songs.
And your song with Cheat Codes keeps climbing the charts. No Promises. How'd you get hooked up with those guys?
I actually met them in Brazil a couple years ago at a show. They opened for me. And then when they came to me with the song, I fell in love with it and I had to say yes.
Nice. Nice. And this was cool to hear. You got a documentary coming out on YouTube next month.
Yes,
Demi Lovato,
Simply Complicated.
That's a great title. What are we going to see you doing in it?
You're going to see my journey over the past year. You know, I talk about a lot of the things that I've been through. A lot of things that I've dealt with, you know, being a 25-year-old single woman living on my own, you see a lot of the making of the album. So you get a good insight of my life professionally and personally.
Were you comfortable having the cameras follow you around and stuff?
It was a little weird to get used to at first, but then I got comfortable with it.
Nice, nice. I'm digging all the pictures you've been posting on social. You look outstanding.
Thank you.
From the casual looks to with Fabletics to all the more glamorous looks too.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. But I also love that you post all your workouts too. Have you had a chance to roll? And the fact that you're a blue belt in jiu-jitsu amongst all the stuff you're doing, I think is just awesome. But I got to imagine that too, that discipline sort of complements everything you're trying to do, right?
Yeah, it definitely complements everything I'm trying to do. I post my workouts because it's something that I love. I like to share the things that I love with my fans. And yeah, I also feel kind of badass whenever I'm training. So I like to post them because of that too.
No, that's killer. I love it. All right. I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Okay.
Current song obsession.
Cardi B's Bodak Yellow.
Oh, that was a quick one. Good. First show on your DVR?
Ozark.
Oh, do you like it? I've been wanting to check that out.
I like it a lot.
Bucket list collaboration?
Eminem.
Huh. Least favorite word or phrase?
Swag. I hate that word.
Right?
I hate that. Or like swaggy.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Overused too, right? Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Time travel destination?
Ooh, I think I'd like to go back and meet Jesus.
Oh,
there you go.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be real cool. Get a blessing straight from the man himself.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm with that. And then last one, who was your celebrity crush growing up?
My celebrity crush growing up, I had a few, but my very first one was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay. Okay, so that's solid. Well, you can pick up Tell Me You Love Me. It is out tomorrow, and you can follow her on Twitter at DD Lovato. Thank you so much for coming on. I love talking to you.
Thank you.
All right, take care, honey.
You too. Bye-bye.
On with Mario Lopez.